Third parak of Avakama, first Mishnah. Amaniach is a kaddish of Rabbim, who acham and iskol of a shavu potter. If somebody left a pitcher in the Rishus of Rabbim, somebody was walking in the Rishus of Rabbim and banged into it and broke it, he is potter. There are various explanations for this. One of them is that a person is not expected to look what's going on the floor. A human being thinking while he's walking. And other rabbi, the person who left it there, he was the one who was not to say this. Why are you leaving your things in the Rishus HaRabim? And other rabbi, who's the poor? Balach of his sight. If the person got hurt on it, he fell on it and tripped, then the one who left the chav is there is chai, because that's considered a type of bor b'Rishus HaRabim. You're putting an obstacle in the Rishus HaRabim. Tishbil kad b'Rishus HaRabim, luchu v'echa b'mayim, o shalokam v'chayoseh, chayif. Someone's jug broke in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody slipped on the water, or he got wounded on the broken shards of pottery there. Also, the one who put it there is Chayef. Yeah, how exactly did this happen? So there's different explanations. One explanation is that a person was walking in Rishus HaRabim and he tripped, and as he tripped, his jug fell off of him. So he's Chayef. Why? Because this Tana holds that a person should be careful how he walks. And if he trips on himself as he's walking, that's considered a negligent way of walking. And therefore, this pottery that fell onto the ground fell there as a result of an act of negligence. Since it was there as an act of negligence, therefore, even if afterwards you say, I don't want to, my pottery fell down, I'm masker it. You can't be masker and potter yourself, because since you put the obstacle in Rishus HaRabim, by saying that it's not mine is not a reason to pat you. You're responsible for making it, and you have to watch over it. So, Abiyuda says miskaven means he holds that if it was miskaven, there's a different pshat in the Gemara also, but the pshat the Batanuda says is if the one who dropped it was miskaven to keep the charosim, he wants them to be his, since it still belongs to him, he's chayif. But if he was mafkir them, he didn't want them to be his, then he's potter, because he holds that tripping is not considered an act of pshia. So therefore, since this whole thing fell onto the Rishus HaRabim as a result of an oinus, something out of his control, then if it fell down as an oinus and you're mafkir it, you're potter, because mitzad making the bar, you're not responsible. Mitzad that it's your item that remains in Rishus HaRabim, you have to get rid of. You were mafkir it, therefore you're potter. So once again, if somebody throws something into Rishus HaRabim, he can't be mafkir afterwards and say, I'm mafkir, I'm potter. The fact that he put it into Rishus HaRabim, it makes him responsible on this obstacle until he takes it away. But if it somehow fell into Rishus HaRabim, b'oynes, not midaito, and he was mafkir, then he's potter.